cherry pickers who went on strike several times last year at Sukuma Brothers Farms in Skagit County are now suing the company. They say Sukuma has blacklisted many of them from working this summer in retaliation for their walkouts. KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross has a story.
Every year, families of migrant workers originally from Mexico come to Skagit Valley to pick strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries. Most of them are from indigenous tribes in Oaxaca, Mexico. Last year, they got angry over what the company was paying them per pound, and more than 400 of them formed a union. They went out on strike a couple of times. At the same time, Sukuma brought in about 70 guest workers from Mexico under a special program called H2A that's designed to fill a labor shortage. Now Sukuma has told the workers who went out on strike that they had unexcused absences last year and they're not eligible to work. The farm has applied to bring in guest workers instead. Kathy Barnard is a pro bono attorney representing the workers who formed a union.
Everybody wanted to come back and continue to work there and to continue the struggle for better working conditions and a collective bargaining agreement.
Barnard says the workers' right to organize is protected under Washington state law and that it's illegal retaliation if the company replaces them for having gone on strike. The owners of Sukuma Brothers Farms didn't return calls for comment. But on their website, they argue that their wages are among the highest in the industry, a guaranteed $11.87 per hour. They say they've suffered a shortage of workers that's left almost 900,000 pounds of berries unpicked over the last 2 years. The owners say they're being unfairly targeted by union organizers who oppose the guest worker program. All this is becoming a more pressing issue because the strawberries are ripening and harvest begins next month. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.